Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus says he has no intention of leaving politics after his term of office ends in 2013. Former President Václav Havel says that Western-led military intervention may be needed if civil war continues in Libya. And disabled citizens are set to protest a government-proposed social reform that could cost them various subsidies and benefits. President Václav Klaus says he has no intention of leaving politics after his term of office ends in 2013. Speaking at a signing of his new book covering the eighth year of his presidency, Mr. Klaus said that he would stay in the public sphere as long as his strength allowed and does not want to retire. However, he added that it was needlessly early to say what public role he may fill. Formerly the chairman of the Civic Democratic Party, Mr. Klaus took office as president in March of 2003 and was re-elected by Parliament in 2008. The parliamentary parties are currently working on an agreement to establish direct election of the president. Former President Václav Havel says that Western-led military intervention may be needed if civil war continues in Libya. In an interview for the daily Hospodarske Noviny, Mr. Havel compared the situation to that of Yugoslavia in the 1990s, where he said the West waited for 4 years in the face of growing horrors before getting involved militarily. Muammar Gaddafi, he said, has proven not to be the eccentric fool the world had taken him for, but an insane criminal. Mr. Havel said that such intervention could be handled in various ways, from aiding insurgents to a targeted attack on Gaddafi. President Klaus was quick to differ with his predecessor, saying that he no more agreed with such a view than he had with Mr. Havel's support for bombing Belgrade in 1999. Czechs with disabilities are set to protest government-proposed social reform outside the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs on March 22nd, the National Disability Council announced on Monday. The council says the proposal is ill-conceived and fears that disabled people could lose various subsidies and benefits. One of the reform measures calls for a change in how disabilities are assessed. According to the council, even people who require constant care could not be in the highest disability category if they are still capable of communicating. The draft reform also does away with reserved parking spaces for people with disabilities, public transport assistance, subsidies for purchasing automobiles, and health aids. The Czech Statistical Office and the Post Office begin distributing forms for the 2011 population census on Monday afternoon. Thousands of census workers will be visiting homes over the next 2 weeks to assist people in filling out forms for each of the members of their households. Students and hospital workers have also been charged with having the forms completed in dormitories and medical facilities. Foreigners residing in the Czech Republic, as well as those who are here for more than 3 months, are also expected to register. The census has been 5 years in preparation and is preceded by a nationwide media campaign. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions are expected to be sunny over the coming days with a rise in temperatures to around 8 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.